Anytime there's a discussion about great sports movies, I can almost guarantee that somebody's going to bring up the story and the movie about Rudy. Of course, the Notre Dame player who got an opportunity before his career was over to finally play in a game. And, of course, that was Rudy Rudiger, who played at Notre Dame. And what a great story. Well, he's written a new book called Rudy, My Life. What was the motivation for you coming out with this book, Rudy?
Good question, Rudy. My story was brought up because, number one, there was never a book written before the movie. It was just a concept and an inspiration for me to go to Hollywood and pitch this story, how I got to Notre Dame. Well, that took 10 years. Now, after the movie, so many people want to know, what really happened? Was the movie true? How did you get the movie done? So it's a very intriguing process. But the number one, I always tell people, the number one thing that really helped me take my life to the next level is when I joined the United States Navy in 1969. My whole life changed. From that point on, I owe a lot of gratitude to the process there. High school, I struggled and struggled academically. And not knowing that I had a learning disorder, I just couldn't figure out why I could have these dreams and these goals, and academically I could not achieve them. And I was struggling in school, and I knew I wasn't a dummy. I just knew there was something going on, but no one else knew the disorder, understood the disorder at that point. It's dyslexia. It's really a refocus. And how you learn and how you study and where you study and how you bring information. And so saying all that, when I went into boot camp, I changed my environment, changed my whole attitude of information. Boot camp straightened me out real quick. And the first thing I was, I think this is, it sounds crazy, but I'm one of 14 kids, and we were very disciplined and structured in how we kept the house. We always kept it clean. We folded our clothes, shined our shoes. And that's the first thing that drill instructor saw I was good at. And he pointed that out and made me the leader of all those shipmates in boot camp. And I started gaining confidence. Before, I was just a bum to most teachers or a goofball. But now I'm somebody. And now I'm starting to believe in myself again. And the confidence is coming back. I'm starting to dream again. I'll never forget my first duty station, USS Northampton. And I'll never forget when we graduated from boot camp. That was the proudest day of my dad's life, I think, because I did something he didn't think I would ever do, become a man in the presence of doing something that was a very big challenge to most young men at that time. I was during the Vietnam era, but more importantly, I think it gave me a set of direction and a set of clarity that I am someone. Now, saying all that, how can you achieve Notre Dame academically? And that took care of itself as I went through the process, because I started getting confidence. Then the military did a cutback during my years while I was in 1970. They started cutting back troops, and if you had 18 months or over, you have the you can go home with all your benefits. So I have the GI Bill now. So that would help pay for school like Notre Dame.
Oh, okay, okay, Rudy, but let me jump around because we can't spend a lot of time on just this one subject. You know, after 2 years in the Navy and then you worked 2 years at the power plant, what was it about Notre Dame that attracted you beyond what the obvious might be?
Well, you grow up with Notre Dame. I mean, the culture, the underdog, all the way they won football games, it gave my family hope. It was a Catholic thing. If you go to Notre Dame, you can go to heaven. I wanted to go to heaven, I guess. So, but it was one of those things to where you grew up with that culture, and if you went to Notre Dame or something, I just felt deep down I could go there, but how was I going to get there? That was a challenge. Junior college was the answer. The junior college was my answer, and then transferring over to Notre Dame.
Yeah, you were not a big guy. I think you were, what, about 6 foot and maybe 165 pounds?
5'6", 170 pounds. By the way, I ran the 40 in 5'6", so there you go.
What is it that made you think that you could play Notre Dame big-time football?
Well, again, great question, but let me say this to you. I knew I was not fast and not big enough, or I knew I could not compete, but at the same time, I knew I could go to practice and be part of something great. I just want to be part of it. Whatever I can contribute, that's where I went, and it paid off.
Merv Johnson was important in your football life, in a sense. Tell everybody who he was and how he was important to you, Rudy.
Merv Johnson was our offensive coordinator. Dan DeBine brought Coach Merv Johnson in. Dan DeBine was a great coach as far as picking coaches. He's a great guy to coach under. If you're going to be coaching under a guy, is Dan DeBine. He allowed you to be the coach. He didn't micromanage you. Merv Johnson was one of these positive coaches that always saw the, you know, your effort, always commented on my effort. I'll never forget, after the Air Force game, Joe Montana was a quarterback at the time and brought the team back to win. And when they came back to South Bend, the Coach DeBine took the traveling team over to the stadium, make them run laps because it's how they play the game. And I lived in the Athletic Convocation Center right next to the stadium. I said, heck, that's my teammates. I'm going to run with them. And Coach Johnson picked up on that. And I think that's where I started getting a real credibility of the coaches, where they start looking at, because an NCAA rule that year can only dress 60 guys at home, so that eliminated any chance of me dressing, because they used to dress 110, so they cut down the dress list. So because of that, there were some players that went in and talked to Coach Johnson and a couple other coaches on why a guy like Rudy should dress, and they would give up their spot for me to dress, because if they play, that means they're winning or losing. So it didn't matter. They've been dressing, so they wanted to give someone else a chance. So in the movie, what did we do? We showed kids throwing the jerseys on the coach's desk. That never happened. That would never happen at Notre Dame. But we had to show in 8 seconds how the team was supporting this type of individual. So that's how we decided to do it. So Coach DeBine had three coaches' characters in him. Coach DeBine, we had to sit him down and tell him he had to be the heavy. In the movie, he was actually my biggest ally on the team.
In that last game against Georgia Tech, you played actually three plays, did you not? And yeah, it was the last one in which you sacked the quarterback.
There was 5 seconds left when I got the sack. there was a kickoff and a play before the play, and 5 seconds was left, and that's when I got the tackle. Rudy Allen, do you have the book there? I think it shows the actual picture of the tackle and the carryoff. But my whole point is 5 seconds, but that was due to preparation and going to practice. And it was kind of a natural progression of a realization of a worthwhile goal at that point. So it paid off, practice is my point.
And of course, you were the first player ever to be carried off the field by the players. There's been two players together, but you were the first one, right?
Well, okay, I don't know. That's what they say. I'm not going to claim that. But here's what happened, though. There was a sports writer in the locker room that came up to me. He covered Notre Dame football 30 years, and he said, hey, I've never seen this type of response from a kid. They don't know. He said, you captured the spirit of a lot of people in the stadium, and you got a handful of kids running on the field picking a you up and carrying you off the field. I never saw that. No, I've been covering for 30 years. He said, this only happens in Hollywood. And he just planted a seed, basically, and I didn't know what that meant or how what he meant by that. I just took it and said, okay. And when I saw the movie Rocky, it started resonating what he said. You know what? There is a story here. The ending, it's a perfect ending of a dream, of a goal, of a struggle. I mean, I almost was so close to quitting and so close to success, and how many of us quit when we're so close? And I wanted to bring that message out in the movie, and that's where the development came in. And a great writer by the name of Angelo Pizzo, who wrote Hoosiers, he basically took me 10 years to find him, about 4 years to really focus and find him, but it was all worth waiting for him and inspiring him to write the story.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but okay. Rudy, what do you think it is about the movie, and I'm sure in this book when they read it as well, that resonates with fans?
Underdog. Get up when you get knocked out, number one. And by the way, all the great Americans, go to RudyInspired.com. I want to hear your stories as well. I'd like to know what inspired you. I'd like to know what you've done, and like to share it with the rest of the friends that we have on our site. But it's very important you go to RudyInspired.com so we can share your story. And I'm very excited about the fact that the purpose that they read this book will find a purpose and maybe a clarity of why and who they are.
Rudy, I want to thank you very much for sharing your life story. And again, it is a movie that a lot of people resonate with. Thanks a lot. Come back anytime on Sports Byline.
Oh, thank you, and make that trip happen.
Rudy Ruttinger with us on Sports Byline. And, of course, you know the movie. Rudy was the movie, and Rudy has written a book about his life. It's called Rudy, My Life. And Rudy was a lower middle class kid who suffered through school with undiagnosed dyslexia, but then fought his way to Notre Dame and finally got a chance to play in a Notre Dame game. I'm Ron Barr. We continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.